Thank you, Lord. We bless your name, honor your name, magnify your holy name. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Oh, it's so good to be home tonight in the house of the Lord. And so thankful that this is a church where people can get saved every service. And I've never been to a service here that there wasn't an invitation given. So thankful for that. Thankful for my pastors, Bob and Joy Nichols. Love them so much and thankful for their faithfulness. Someone sent me an email today. Maybe you've already read it, Pastor. Maybe you've already read it to the congregation. It might be, I think it just came out November the 27th. Is that today? Anyhow, the president of Uganda, I know he's a friend of yours. And have you read this prayer of repentance? It's amazing. And it comes out in the morning. For those of you that pray the 60-second prayer with me, this will be the prayer in the morning. But have you read this in church? Wow. Could I read some of it? Wow. This is the president of Uganda. And, of course, we have a major part in the history of Uganda. But the president says, Father God in heaven, today we stand here as Ugandans to thank you for Uganda. We're proud that we're Ugandans and Africans. We thank you for all your goodness to us. I stand here today to close the evil past, especially in the last 50 years of our national leadership history. We're at the threshold of a new dispensation in the life of this nation. I stand here on my own behalf and on behalf of my predecessors to repent. We ask for your forgiveness. We confess these sins that have greatly hampered our national cohesion and delayed our political, social, and economic transformation. We confess sins of idolatry and witchcraft, which are rampant in our land. We confess sins of shedding innocent blood, sins of political hypocrisy, dishonesty, intrigue, and betrayal. Forgive us of our sins of pride, tribalism, sectarianism, sins of laziness, indifference, and irresponsibility. Sins of corruption and bribery that have eroded our national resources. Sins of sexual immorality, drunkenness, and debauchery. Sins of unforgiveness, bitterness, hatred, and revenge. Sins of injustice, oppression, and exploitation. Sins of rebellion, insubordination, strife, and conflict. These sins and many others have characterized our past leadership, especially the last 50 years of our history. Lord, forgive us and give us a new beginning. Give us a heart to love you, to fear you, to seek you. Take away from us all the above sins. We pray for national unity. Unite us as Ugandans and eliminate all forms of conflict, sectarianism, and tribalism. Help us to see that we're all your children, children of the same Father. Help us to love and respect one another, to appreciate unity and diversity. We pray for prosperity, transformation. Deliver us from ignorance, poverty, and disease. As leaders, give us wisdom to help lead our people into political, social, and economic transformation. We want to dedicate this nation to you so that you will be our God and guide. We want Uganda to be known as a nation that fears God and a nation whose foundations are firmly rooted in righteousness and justice to fulfill what the Bible says in Psalms 33:12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, a people you have chosen as your own. I renounce all the evil foundations and covenants that were laid in idolatry and witchcraft. I renounce all the satanic influence on this nation, and I hereby covenant Uganda to you to walk in your ways and experience all your blessings forever. I pray for all these in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh, my goodness. Pastor, I believe this church has made a difference in Uganda. Huh? It's not the Uganda. Pastor said that's not the Uganda we started going to. But we've made a difference. Isn't that amazing? Hallelujah. We made a difference. Let's praise God for that. Can we do it? Hallelujah. I think we ought to stand and shout a while. Hallelujah. Thank God we're making a difference in Uganda. And I declare we're making a difference in America. And I look for the day that our national leaders will pray a similar prayer of repentance on behalf of this nation. How many of you knows that all things are possible? Hallelujah. So, Father, we pray for America tonight. We thank you for Uganda. And we stand in the gap making up the hedge tonight concerning this nation, America. And we repent on behalf of our nation. And we ask for another spiritual awakening in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. That is an awesome prayer. Wow. Hallelujah. And while I was on the internet, I read this story about this guy named Angus Jones. Has anybody read the story? The guy that has starred in 2.5 Men. I've never seen it, but it's been on about 10 years. But I read about it last night, and it says that Angus T. Jones' shocking remarks, in which he denounces 2.5 Men as filth, has people close to him deeply concerned about his well-being. And he just came to the Lord, got saved, and told people not to watch the program that he's been on for 10 years. He's made $10 million the last 10 years off of this program, but he said, don't watch it. He's got saved. He was attending a Christian school. He's got saved. Now he's attending a Seventh-day Adventist church. And a source close to, anyhow, it's just shook up the whole thing. Here's a guy that's making all this money. He's been the star of his show. He's 19 years old now. Angus Jones. Angus T. Jones. And so his mom, Carrie, and those who work with him on his CBS sitcom want to make sure the 19-year-old actor hasn't been brainwashed by his new church. He said, if you watch 2.5 Men, please stop watching 2.5 Men. I'm on 2.5 Men, and I don't want to be on it. He said in his testimonial, which is on YouTube, please stop watching it and filling your head with filth. Jones had been going to a Christian school, but it was only recently that he got involved in his new church, which is led by a man named Christopher Hudson, who has espoused controversial views about the president and another rock singer. Hudson tells the news that the video was filmed last week. And anyhow, he just shares his testimony about don't watch 2.5 Men. The teenage star of one of America's most popular sitcom has described his own show as filth. And he's one of the three main characters in 2.5 Men. And he is, by the way, the half man. On 2.5 Men. He's the half man. He said, here's what Angus T. Jones said. He said, you cannot be a true God-fearing person and be on a television show like that. I know I can. I'm not okay with what I'm learning, what the Bible says, and being on that television show. After hearing his comments, his mother said she was concerned about his being exploited by the church and about them taking all of his money. So he's the half man. And I was reading today from, why don't we just read with me here on Ezekiel chapter 22. In verse 30, here's what it says, Ezekiel 22:30. The Lord said, I sought for a man among them who would make a wall and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found no one. He said, I sought for a man, but I couldn't find a man. But after he sought for a man, history tells us when he can't find a man, he'll take a half man. Two and a half. If he can't find the two, he'll take the half. You say, now what are you talking about? Well, I was reading not long ago in the book of 1 Samuel 17, where God was looking for a man to fight the giant. In fact, the giant would come out every day for 40 days, and he would say, "Give me a man, we'll fight." But no man came out. So they had to go out into the pasture and find a half a man. He was only 17 years old, and he was out tending sheep. But when he came to bring his brother, because he wasn't even military age. And so when he came to bring some food to his brothers, he heard this taunt by Goliath say, "Give me a man." And when he said, I'm only a half man, but I'll do the fighting," his brother taunted him and said, "You're only a half man. You're only a half a man. You can't go fight Goliath." But God was looking for a man, but there was no one to fight. So the half man came. And the king, whose name was Saul, when they took him to Saul for an interview, Saul looked at him and said, "You're only a half a man. You can't do that. But if God can't find a man, then he'll take a half a man, 2.5 men. So Angus T. Jones, he said, "I'm not the man, but I'm just a half a man. But I'll stand up like a man, even though I'm only half a man. I'll stand up and I will share with this nation and tell them not to watch the television program that I've been starring on for 10 years. Don't watch it. It's filthy." See, God's always looking for a man. But when he can't find a man, he'll take a half man or a half woman. I mean, in the Bible, it's when we say man, it also refers to a woman. So David, I can just see him as he goes out to fight Goliath. And Goliath looks at him and said, "What are you doing, little boy? You're just a half a man. What are you doing coming out to fight me?" But the eyes of the Lord could not find a man, so he chose a half man who fought and made history. Hallelujah. And then I read some more in the Bible, and I found in 2 Chronicles, I found an interesting story. There in the book of 2 Chronicles, and let me see if I can find that. In the book of 2 Chronicles, let's find that together, because I'd like to read it to you. Chapter 26. You got it? I'm looking for it in my Bible. I know it's in my Bible, because I saw it there one time. And it says, here's what it says in verse 1. Now, prior to this, we find that Judah had been going through a difficult time. King Amaziah turned bad. And under his reign, they tore down the walls of Jerusalem. And they went in and took the sacred vessels. And they chased King Amaziah down, and they killed him. And the nation was in a bad shape. And so God looked. The Bible says the eyes of the Lord run to and fro up and down the earth, seeking for an occasion to show himself strong. He's always looking for a man. Always looking for a godly man, a godly woman. He's always looking for somebody. So this is probably the saddest scripture in the whole Bible that I read just a few moments ago in Ezekiel 22, God sought for a man, somebody to make up the hedge. We could not find no one, no man, no one. So he took a half a man. And we find that God is looking for someone who will restore Jerusalem, who will restore what God has intended for his people. And he looks and he finds as his successor, Amaziah, he looks for his son, even though he really is not of age to do it. Here's what the Bible says in 2 Chronicles 26, all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, just a half a man, and made him king instead of his father Amaziah. Verse number 3 says, Uzziah was 16 years old when he became king, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. Verse 4, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord. Verse 5, he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding of the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Now he went out, made war against the Philistines, broke down the wall of Gath, and he built cities around Ashdod among the Philistines. God helped him against the Philistines. His fame spread as far as the entrance of Egypt. He became exceedingly strong. And Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner gate, at the valley gate, at the corner buttress of the wall. Then he fortified them. He built towers in the desert. He dug many wells. Uzziah had an army of fighting men who went out to war by companies, an army of 307,500 that made war with mighty power. And the Bible said, so his fame spread far and wide, for he was marvelously helped till he became strong. I'm talking about a half a man. He did all of that. 16 years old. But he said, I can do this. And he became, for over 50 years, he became a great leader there for Judah, the half a man. And then I was reading from the book of Acts. I woke up this morning. This very seldom ever happens, but the moment I woke up, I just had revelation. Just the moment I woke up, I knew that God was speaking to me about Angus T. Jones, the half a man. I just woke right up, and when I start getting revelation, I don't trust time. I don't say to myself, now I'm going to remember that. No, I go immediately and I start writing it down. If you get revelation, don't wait. If it's in the middle of the night or whatever it is, write it down. Jeremiah 30:2, write it in a book. And so I just got up this morning, jumped up and went in and began to write it down. And I just did, the Lord just gave me some revelation about this Angus T. Jones, half a man. Even though I've never seen the program. Acts chapter 15, here's what it says. I got this one located. Acts chapter 15, here's what it says, verse number 36. Then after some days, Paul said to Barnabas, let us now go back and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord and see how they're doing. Now, Barnabas was determined to take with them John called Mark, a half a man. But Paul insisted that they should not take with them the one who had departed from them, from Pamphylia, and had not gone with them to the work. He just kind of blew it. You ever know of anybody that just blew it? Huh? And Paul said, no, we're not going to do that. And Barnabas said, well, I believe in this young man. And so the contention became so sharp between these two men of God that they parted from one another. Barnabas took Mark, John Mark, sailed to Cyprus, and Paul chose Silas. Half a man. But wait just a minute. That is, as Paul Harvey would say, that is not the rest of the story. Here's the rest of the story. I found it in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 9. Now, Paul had ran into some difficult days. Things were very difficult. And he said in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 9, he said, be diligent to come to me quickly, for Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, has departed for Thessalonica, Crescens for Galatia, Titus for Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Get Mark. What? Get Mark. And bring him with you, for he is useful. The King James says he's profitable. He is useful to me for the ministry. The half a man became a man. They didn't start out like that. And we know that this man wrote one of the Gospels, of the four Gospels, John, Mark. And so Paul said, I think I need that half a man. I'm going to use him. And so we find that Mark went on to the great exploits for God. What am I saying tonight? I am saying that sometimes in life, we can feel like we are only half a man, half a woman. And the devil wants to place us, posture us in that position where we have such feelings of inferiority, or we have such feelings of failure. Because, you know, the devil is always trying to disqualify you. David's brother tried to disqualify him. The king tried to disqualify me. If the king says you're not ready, I mean, looks like he would just give up, give out, get in. And then the 10-foot giant, he tried to disqualify him. Said, you're only a half a man. And so many times the devil will try to infuriate us, inferior us, make us ashamed, and saying, if people knew what I'd done in life, in my former life, I was a murderer, or I was an addict, or I was angry, or I was a prostitute, or I was a bank robber. And I did all of these things. Paul said, I was the chiefest of sinners. And so when you begin to try to do something for God, the devil would just say, if people only knew who you are, what you did, what was happening. But God is not concerned about what you did. He's concerned about what he did. Hallelujah. It's not what you did, it's what he did. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's what God did. And what he did erases everything that you have ever done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But what the devil wants to do, he wants to keep you off balance. He wants to try to keep you disqualified. He always wants you to look at yourself, where you've been, what you've done, how you always come up short. When you compare yourself with other people, which the Bible warns against, we just say, well, you know, I just come up short in everything. But that is not really you speaking. That is the voice of the one that hates you and wants you back. That's him speaking. To try to disqualify you or keep you from being all that God has called you to be. For the plan is a good plan, to give you a future and a hope. And you got to know that God has sentenced you to success and significance. And the only thing that can stop you is you. Hallelujah. I was reading about Amos today. Amos said in the book of Amos chapter 7, Amos said, I was not a prophet. I was not the son of a prophet. In other words, he didn't have any ministry in his family. He couldn't say my daddy was a preacher, my grandpa was a preacher, and my daddy was a prophet, my grandpa was a prophet, and I had all this great lineage of ministry. He said, I was only a breeder of sheep and a keeper of sycamore fruit. I was a farmer. But the Lord took me, the half a man, the Lord took me and used me, and I became a prophet. And now, every Bible that I get, I'm always reading about this guy named Amos, who was not a prophet or the son of a prophet. But he was simply a farmer, but God took a half a man and made him a mighty man of God, and he prophesied to his generation. Hallelujah. And God wants to take you where you are at. Amos said, the Lord took me where I was at. As a farmer, he took me and began to work in me. I'm sure that he became a bivocational man. And I began to preach and I began to prophesy to my generation. I was only a half a man. Hallelujah. So if God can't find a man, find a woman, it'd just take a half a man. One that really just does not feel qualified, but God takes them and uses them. And much to everybody's surprise, they begin to do great exploits for God. I was watching, you may have seen, I was watching a couple of weeks ago on the Glenn Beck program, this man, and you may have seen him on television before, but he's a young man that he was born with no arms and no legs. And, you know, he would just appear to be a half a man. I think he weighs, 70, 80 pounds. And, you know, he said he, when he was a boy, he tried to commit suicide because all the kids making fun of him, no hands, no arms, and no legs. And how, you know, it was, how can I ever be anything in life? I have no arms and no legs. But he began to realize, even though he was a half a man, that God wanted to use him. And now he's been to all of these nations of the world, sharing his testimony, goes to all of these high schools across America and shares his testimony about what God has done in his life. He's written books, he's been in movies, and he does all of these things with no arms and no legs. Half a man who said, well, maybe God could just take me. And I just declare tonight, we're going to pray about this, but I just declare tonight that even though you may feel like I'm coming up short in life and I have all of this baggage and I have all of these things that have happened to me, you got to know that God is at work in your life. Even though you feel like a half a man or half a woman, God may put you on YouTube where millions of people are watching your testimony and listening to what God has done for you, like Angus T. Jones. Hallelujah. And so when the devil tries to say to you, you're only a half a man, you're only a half a woman, and always, you always come up short, and people have told you that you're only a half a man, half a woman, maybe a teacher, maybe a parent. But the eyes of the Lord run to and fro, up and down the earth, seeking for an occasion to promote somebody. For Psalm 75 says, promotion does not come from the east or the west or the south. Promotion comes from the Lord. He stands one up. Amen? Even the guy with no legs, he stood him up. And no arms, and promoted him. And now he's got a wife and fixing to have a baby. Hallelujah. The half a man who's became a man. So I'm talking to somebody tonight. And I want us to pray tonight. Because you can live your whole life in inferiority. You can live your whole life in shame. You can live your whole life feeling like I never had an opportunity. I've got a friend who has worked for a major oil company for many, many years. But he's always said, if I'd only had a college degree, then I could have risen in this company. I could have been promoted. But his son comes along, very diligent, still with no college degree, and he gets promoted. One promotion after another comes his way, until he became a major player in this worldwide company, because he believed that even though he was a half a man, that God could use him and promote him and enlarge him and expand him. And there may be those around you that just say it can't be done, but I'm here to tell you tonight that all things are possible and nothing is impossible. Because if God be for you tonight, who can be against you? Somebody needs to come out of the shadows. Somebody here tonight needs to come out of the shadows, because the eyes of the Lord are looking for somebody who is willing to stand up and say, I will do it. How about me? The Bible said the year that Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. He was high and lifted up. And he said, how about me, Lord? about me? About me. So I'm just declaring tonight that God is stirring the hearts of some people. That you can do what God says you can do, and you can go where God says you can go, and you can have what God says you can have, and you can be what God says you can be, and you can start what God says you can start, and you can finish what God says you can finish. You can do all things. I got an email today from one of my friends in England. His name is Martin Smith. He did have a group called Delirious, and now he's just kind of out on his own, but he's written so many great songs that people sing all across America. And I just got an email from him today, but you know, I'm always wanting to know people's story. I would always say, tell me your story, tell me your story. And so Martin one day years ago told me his story. He said, I just worked in a recording studio. And other people would come in and I would record their songs. And then after everybody, I was through at night, then I would get my guitar down and I would sing. I would sing into the microphone. I would record myself. And one day somebody heard one of my songs and said, well, you need to be recording. You've been recording all these people for several years. You need to be recording. And you know the rest of the story. I'm just saying tonight that what other people, you see them doing and say, wow, God must be using them. You must understand that you might even be able to do it better. You might be able to sing it better, preach it better, prophesy it better, invent it better, administrate it better. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Something must rise up within you tonight and say, I'm tired of being half a man. I'm tired of being half a woman. I'm going to make my voice heard. Faith is going to rise in my heart. And so I'm going to pray with you tonight while you're in this atmosphere of faith, that God is going to work in your life and use you, because I believe that God has called you to make a difference. I was reading this from my book today, Revival in the Morning. Talked about the prayer revival in 1994. I wrote a book, some of you might have it. I went and got all the copies of the bookstore had, because they're no longer in print, and I'd ran out of them, so I got all of them so I could give them away to a few friends. And I was reading today some of the testimonies, and I read the story about how in 1992 I was in the air going to Austin, Texas, and I heard the voice say, make a change, for land is full of bloody crimes and cities full of violence. And I knew I couldn't do it because I wasn't a pastor of a church. I didn't know how I could do it, but we know in part and prophesy in part. And then when I shared that with Pastor in January of 1995, he said, we'll do it here. I'd shared it with several other pastors, and they just kind of looked at me like, well. But he said, we'll do it here. We'll start 24 hours a day. And now you know the rest of the story. But there was a man that said, we'll do it. You know, there's some assignments out there that have never been done. Other people have just said, no, can't do it. It's not my time. I don't have the gift. I don't have the talent. But there's opportunities out there. And the Lord desires to promote you, enlarge you, and expand you so that you can be a blessing to your church, to your city, to your nation, and to the whole wide world if necessary. Hallelujah. So I think we ought to stand and pray. Everybody that wants to not just be a half a man. Hallelujah. Would you come pray with me tonight? Would you come pray with me? You know, I love to pray. Hallelujah. You know, God is, there's some stirring going on. I had a man call me. I'm supposed to be in California the first week of the year. And he said, can you come and maybe spend a few days early with my church? He said, I'm just so hungry for God. I'm just crying out to God. And maybe you could come 3 days early. And I'm beginning to sense that the church is awakening. I'm beginning to sense that something is going on.
Errando sì, errando su turi, ebrando su turut sikete.
You say, when you talk about a half a man, half a woman, you're talking about just teenagers? No, no, no. But it will include teenagers. I've been prophesying that 12, 13, 14-year-old young people preach the gospel. There's no age has nothing to do with it. Did you hear me? You're never too old and never too young. It's just that passion that starts stirring in you to sing that song or write that book, huh? Or make that call. Hallelujah. I don't know what's stirring up in you, but there's some things going on. And your gift will make room for you, bring you before great people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You and I, we've been called to make a difference. We as a church, Calvary Cathedral International, we've been called to make a difference. We're making a difference in Uganda. Hallelujah. We're making a difference in people across America. Hallelujah. We're making a difference in the Fort Worth Star Telegram. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're making a difference. Lift your hands. Let's pray a while. Kobishike. Mandarabrota. I refuse to be half a man, half a woman. Kibreshike rebrianda mandole brieta. We refuse to be a half a church. I declare in the name of Jesus that I will make a difference. I will do the will of God. And all things are possible tonight, and nothing is impossible. Let's pray in the Holy Ghost. Ebrandi sikabrite shikarabatora brikere mandai. Mindri bria siri bria terabusiri bria namandore bria. Kuba siri bria terabusiri bria te. Kemandarabri kiribisiri briande. Mandarabri kiribatole brisiri mandala brikiriba shikere briere mando. Tibi sikabia daramandola brikita bashikere briete. Namandarabata. We bind the spirit of inferiority. We bind the voice of the accuser, the shame and the disgrace, the wasted years. But it's not what we did, but it's what he did. Lord, it's what you did. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Karabotala mandaribisi. Masharabotala briana mandola brikita basera briana mando. Ebrishikabatala briana mandola brieta. I will do the will of God. I will do the will of God. We will do the will of God. Kiri briana mandola brikita basera briana mando. I will not be a half a man. I'll not be half a woman. I'm going to live life to its fullest. I'm going to do the will of God. I'm not like the cat with nine lives. I only got one. Only one life. It will soon be passed. I'm going to do the will of God. I'm going to be a blessing to this house. I'm going to be a blessing to my pastor. I'm going to be a blessing. I'm going to be a blessing to the kingdom of God. I'm going to be a blessing to my city. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I believe God. I'm not here by accident. And I'm not here just to fill space. I'm not here just to occupy Wall Street or Main Street or any other. But I'm here to do the will of God. Keram mando le bri kera batai. Manda le bri siri briana mando le bri atamantai. Hallelujah. 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 Mandarabrikida bashikere basera Brianna Manda.
Mandri briettere per essere briana mandola briettere becai. Tobi shika batala briettara masera briana mandola briettere batai. I will do your will, God. I will do. I will do your will. Your will, your will, your will. Che possiamo andare? E possiamo mandare a briettare a mandare. Te possiamo briettare a botola mandare a briette. Hallelujah. 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 You say, well, I just have certain limitations. Who told you that? Who told you that? You make certain statements about yourself. My question is, who told you that? Did God tell you that? Who told you that? Pastor had us to shake some things off. Maybe we need to shake a little bit more. Huh? Well, I'm good at this area, but I just don't think I can do that. The problem is you think too much. Hallelujah. Remember when the first time you were on a diving board and you were thinking about jumping? Huh? And the longer you thought about it, the more you said, no, no, I think I'll do that tomorrow. But if you really wanted to do it, just get out there and jump. Hallelujah. 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 Manda sika briata, we will do the will of God. Era mandara bria, not be a half a man, half a woman. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You say, well, I've been going through all of this stuff. You are right on the verge of God doing something great. At the greatest point of your challenge, where everything seems to be going wrong, that can be wrong, then all of a sudden, here comes God. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Era bria sine briana mandara briettara brietta. Ah, bless your name, Lord. Here am I, Lord. How about me? How about me, Lord? Kiva shika mandara brikita batala briana mandola brietta. Come on, stir yourself up tonight. Stir yourself up to take hold of God. Let's pray a while now. Come on now. Come on now. Sidi briana mandola briana manda. Come on. Hallelujah. 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 I can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens me. Don't despise the day of small beginnings. Gene and I pastoring our first church, it was 1967. And when we took the church in Holiday, Texas, the parsonage was next door, and our bathroom was the church bathroom. So people would come in and out of our home to use the bathroom from the church. Yeah. Boy, when you want to get started for God, you're just willing to do whatever. Huh? So my first building program was two restrooms hooked onto the church. And while we started the building program, we came to First Baptist Church in downtown Fort Worth. And the first thing the young people, to a youth convention, the first thing that the kids said, hey, Pastor, look at all these restrooms, First Baptist Church here. And they were going from restroom to restroom. They couldn't believe there were so many restrooms in one building.
And I was standing at the back while they were going from one restroom to another, and suddenly God opened my spiritual eyes, and I saw myself preaching on the platform of the First Baptist Church in downtown Fort Worth, Texas. And I said, one day, I'll preach in this church. Now, I didn't know how that was going to happen. I wasn't a Baptist. And this was a Baptist church. I was just pastoring a little church of 25 people. Half of them was teenagers. How could I ever preach in that church? But 1974, Pastor and Joy and the church came, congregation came to downtown Fort Worth, and First Baptist Church became Calvary Cathedral. And 14 years later, in 1988, I met Pastor on the way to Haiti. And he said, while we're there, would you please come and preach in my church? And so I came into the Calvary Cathedral, formed the First Baptist Church that I saw in 1967, and saw myself preaching there. And I preached there many times. I'm just here to tell you tonight that all things are possible. And there is nothing, nothing impossible. If you can believe, And that's why I pray that God will open your eyes and let you see. If you can see it, I believe you can have it. And I see in this church, I see this building filled, I see the whole balcony filled, and I see signs and wonders and miracles happening in this church day after day, night after night. I see announcements being made. That person is being healed. This person here is going to be walking. This person, I see him throwing away his crutches, people being delivered, demons being cast out. I just see signs, wonders, and miracles in this house. Hallelujah. And I'm looking on in amazement of what God is doing. Hallelujah. Ebron de Shikatai. Why do I know it's going to happen? Because the Bible said, whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. This church and this man and woman of God have been faithful 48 years. This church has been sowing in prayer day after day, 24/7. This church has been giving. This church has been reaching out and sowing all this seed. The Lord of the harvest sees it, and the harvest is coming to Calvary Cathedral International. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to rejoice with me tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey. Kibatala mandara batia tarabatala basera briana mandai. Kiribriana mandiri briatara basera briandra briay. Kibatala basera briana mandola brikida batala basera briate. Mandri briatara batola briatara basera briate. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have a word for this young lady right here. Come on, I want to pray for you. What is your name? Huh? Tori. Father, I pray for Tori. Just get on the first step. That's just the step of faith. I bless you now. I declare that God is making way for you to further education. I declare you're going to have an advanced degree, and that advanced degree is going to open a promotion for you that is going to be quite remarkable, that will give you quick advancement, acceleration. God is going to make a way. I release that in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. See, God wants to advance us. There's a pastor and his wife wrote me today from Amarillo several years ago, about 9 years ago. I prophesied they'd have a church on the bypass. I said, you're going to have a bypass. I'm talking about your church. And now they've located a church on the bypass. It's kind of come into their hands. They're wanting me to pray, see if I have anything else. But I'm just saying, they just received the word. We're going to have a church on the bypass in Amarillo, Texas. Now the door is opening for them. Just one word from God can change your life. Hallelujah. One day I'll preach in that church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Edamundi. One day, somebody say one day. One day. One day. Hallelujah. I just said one day. Glory to God. Somebody said, well, tomorrow never comes. No, but that day comes. And there was a certain day, the Bible said. Hallelujah. So that day, one day. Hallelujah. So you can't quit now. You can't quit. You got to keep going. Going and going and going and going. Hallelujah. Let me pray for you, young man. What is your name? Joe. Just get on that first step. Are you with Joe? What is your name? Rachel. Joe and Rachel. Lord, I pray for Joe and Rachel in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Kebrata, declare that you're going to be fruitful and multiply. Multiplication has came to your lives. In Jesus' name. Multiplication. You'll be fruitful and you will multiply. Hallelujah. What is your name? Huh? Anastasia. Hallelujah. The last report is not the final report. I hear the Holy Ghost saying the last report is not the final report. There's a better report coming. Hallelujah. There's a better report coming. What is your name again? Adrian, I see you with your own talk show. I see you on television interviewing people. Hallelujah. Having those famous names on your program. I declare that everybody in the Dallas-Fort Worth area will know you. You go into a restaurant, they'll know who you are. I know her. She's on channel whatever. I don't know what channel it is. I don't have a word on that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, she's that lady that goes, young lady goes down to Calvary Cathedral. Wonder if she speaks in tongues. Oh, my. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody, your spirit needs to rise tonight. I'm here to say tonight that you can do it. You can make it. You're looking good. God did not bring you this far, Johnny, to let you down. Did not bring you this far to let you drown. I declare, you and Imelda, you're going to the other side. Your kids and your grandkids, they will go to the other side. Hallelujah. So be strong and of a good courage, for the Lord is with you. Ah, sing a little bit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost. We're going to finish strong this year. Huh? We're going to finish strong in 2012 as a church, as an individual. We're finishing strong. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're finishing strong. We're going to the other side. And what we've been believing God for in 2012, it may happen during the next 31 days. But if it don't, we'll carry it over to 2013, because we're going to the other side now. As a church, as an individual, as a company, corporation, a business, a family. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're not a half a man. You're not a half a woman. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if you think you are, just know that God is with you. And He's looking for you. He's looking for somebody. How about you? How about this church? Hallelujah. This church making a difference. Isn't that amazing? What a 24-hour Christian television station will do in a nation, making a difference with the president of that nation. Somebody must be praying for that president. Huh? Yeah, yeah, yeah. There must be a church in Fort Worth, Texas that started that station. They must be praying for the president. They must be praying for that nation. Hallelujah. 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 Get your head up now. Get your head up. Come here, young man. I want to pray for you. This guy right here. Get on the first step here. We call that the prophetic step. What's your name? James. Keep your head up, James, because you are a skilled laborer. Huh? I see you getting major contracts. Huh? Construction contracts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Builder. You are a builder. You believe that, James? Can you see that, James? I lay hands on you now. Declare you are a builder. Mighty builder. Major construction contracts. In Jesus' name. Keep your head up, James. I got a feeling everything is going to be all right. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Well. Hallelujah. You know, David said, the writer of the book of Psalms, he just said, you know, he said, I was going through this difficult time. I was looking around and wondering why that person was prospering, why they didn't even know the Lord, and why things were happening to them. And I just could not figure it out, why things were not really going my way. Then he said, I went into the house of the Lord. And then he said, I understood. Hallelujah. One of the major reasons I love to come to the house of God is because I begin to understand now. I can, with my mind, ask questions about the nation, what's happening in America, and what's going on. I can just have my mind filled with all kinds of stuff and why this maybe didn't work. Then I go into the house of the Lord, even on a Wednesday night. And then I begin to understand, Charlie. I begin to discern. I get a hold of something. Hallelujah. This is where I get a hold of something. I get a hold of something. When I leave, I know that I've laid hold of something that's making a difference. Hallelujah. And I don't care what the devil says, I'm not a half a man. Hallelujah. I was assigned and designed for this day. Hallelujah. Nothing is taking God by surprise, but he's chosen us. Hallelujah. And we're making a difference. Not just in Uganda, but we're making a difference in America, Pastor. Amen? We're making a difference. Somebody say, we're making a difference. Somebody say, I'm making a difference. Somebody needs to shout with me tonight. Hallelujah. 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 You say, I know we need to go home, but listen to me now. You say, well, this is just a bunch of rhetoric. This is just kind of a pep talk. Now listen to me. If it was just rhetoric, if it was just a pep talk, why do people keep coming back week after week, month after month, year after year, if it's just a pep talk, if it's just rhetoric? Huh? Something must be happening in the people that's coming. Because I'm sure that many of you would have a story of what God has done. Hallelujah. So I believe it's working. I feel the Holy Ghost. It's working. It's working. It's working. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's working. What is your name, young man? Come here. What's your, huh? John, I see you on the City Planning Commission. Just get on the first step there. I see you on the City Planning Commission. You live here? Yes. I see you on the City Planning Commission. Now, sometimes when I prophesy, it could be a now word or future word. Could be a confirming word, could be a new word. But you have a great gift of planning. You're a planner. I see on the City Planning Commission. I just lay hands on you, John. Hallelujah. I declare that God is promoting people in this church. I declare that God is promoting people in this church. In the media, in government, in business. Filling every nook and cranny of this region is a voice of influence. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay. The Holy Ghost wants me to tell you it's not too late. Some of you think it's too late. It's not too late. It's not too late. Hallelujah. It's not too late. It's not too late. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 I declare there's a revival going on up and down I-35. I know Randy's been driving up and down I-35, praying over I-35. And guess where we're at? Hallelujah. We're no longer downtown. I'm thankful for the downtown days, but I'm telling you, the uptown days are the best. Well, I'll find somebody to get agreement. I'm thankful for the downtown days, but the uptown days are the best days. Hallelujah. Yay, 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 yay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. Thank you for what you've done tonight, Lord. And in just a minute, we'll give you an opportunity to sow a seed into Breakout Prayer Network. Of course, you'll make your check to Calvary Cathedral. I'm in the process of...